Thank you, Honourable Members. Thank you once again for availing yourself. Don't worry, you have your lunch time today. And the House is not an issue, so I won't keep you longer than that. Thank you, Honourable Members, for the question. For taking over the personal question when I was not around. I must say, we must not pass out. Welcome to the South Asian meeting, and I think really we would not have called them, but I think there are issues of government that have came to our attention, and I think as an institution, as you all know, that I sit in the committee whereby the issues, the constitutional structures and those supporting democracy, I report. So there were issues that of government that the principal institutions are not happy about, and I think it's a matter that I thought before I should raise it. The second issue that we are here about is the issue, as you know, there are no reports that are presenting, but there's an issue that brought our attention. It's unfortunate that Advocate of Parliament are not here because there are interviews of the Gender Commission or Commission on Gender Equality. I was supposed to speak on that myself, but I excuse myself for today. I think one of the issues that is on the matter, the Portfolio Committee has been here since 2010. As you all know, I phone DG, I hope they're listening to me. Since 2010, since 2010 has been raising these issues of the family. The Portfolio Committee took a stand, and that's why Mr. Zonan is on the board, because it was not listening to us. And I think, in terms of the constitutional front, there is that, what do I call it, the language. The injustice that if you are very clear, you report to Parliament, you might get the money from the minister who does not wrong, but at the end of the day, we take the final decision here. Because I think that's why I was shocked when she told my daughter that she doesn't always report. The condition is very clear, which you will wait and shall report. So does Hansel. You might get the money from the minister, but we are the final one. The committee took a resolution that we got rid of the board, and I think when we were brought on board, we had confidence that we will not be discussing this issue again in the Portfolio Committee. Mr. Fairley's issue was we were very clear in the Portfolio Committee what did we say we're saying. But now it comes to our surprise now that Mr. Fairley is writing back to Parliament, writing actually to my seniors, our seniors to say that, but we got this for the Portfolio Committee. We said we don't want any labor issues. DG, we were very clear about it, as you all know, I told on Facebook. I was learning a lot on DG. No, but you must listen to us. You can't be on your phone in our meeting. No, it's very clear. Over years later, I said, they only talk about it, I have my dude. You know, my mate, because this issue, it's one of the issues that we've been raising. Mr. Fairley has written back to us, never by having the letter, and he is not happy. We are not sure what is happening now, and I think this issue must be resolved, because I don't think we want to. I am going to court or something, blame the court again. I'm disappointed with this one, because we were very clear that this is one of the issues that we don't want to follow from it. Here is a letter, Gigi, he's written to us, and there's a harsh message. Because I reported that all these issues have been resolved. So now it makes me a liar, and it makes the Portfolio Committee a liar, because we said these issues have been resolved, even in the House. That's why we had reported already about the board in the House. So I want to know, with the Portfolio Committee, I want to know what is really happening. And media is here now, I think there's interest on this one. So what is that happening? Because we know the issue has been resolved, it is restated, it is positive, paid as the labor, $1,000, our judgment and our. So I'm not expecting that. Así que solo se me echan las que uy, arregle. No sé qué es el traje de forma oficial, o el fin de gol. Hay algo que se quiere decir. We will put it in the house. It's a better that I think members are not pushed this afternoon so that the appointment of the board must happen as soon as tomorrow. It's something that after this meeting I need to take it up with the senior members. We may do run around, Mr. Zwale, because the documents, some of them we've requested from you long time ago, you never brought them to the portfolio committee. Members are going to find it. That's why I didn't make copies, because it's confidential information of employees. Yes, Parliament is the right again, but sometimes some of you members are very careless, you can leave the trial summary. I will just pass it around so that you can see. Because one of the issues that, with our understanding, FCO, those contract codes were very clear. You said that's what you reported to us, but when you look at the contract, it doesn't say how long the contract is. Yeah, on the contract. So, I will just pass it around. I did not make you copies on everyone. I know some of you can leave it lying around and we can't, those are some of the issues as well. And the letter from the minister is only coming today, now when we are on fire. I'll allow Mr. Zwane to present the annual report. And the thank you that it came on time, but I'm not sure because there was a flight that came only yesterday. That's my team, the lane. Okay? Oh, just revised. It doesn't change. Are you sure? Okay. That came, so we looked into the method. And, the fact is, that is what they used to manage. They are coming back, they said to me every single time. One of the members, we'll give over to Sultan.
Thank you, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. We'll start as requested with our annual report. The summary of our annual report, I think all members have been given the copies. It's a summarized version of what our annual report contains. The outline will be just an introduction on restating the mandate. Information on the annual report, looking at all our strategic objectives, 1 up to 5, look at the key achievements. There was a request for us to address some human resource management issues, as well as the matter that the Honourable Chair just mentioned regarding advocate training. We'll also, on the last few slides, talk about the findings and what we are doing as an entity in addressing the Auditor General's findings. I think in introduction, just restating PENSAP's mandate is contained in the Constitution as well as the PENSAP Act itself. So I think it's not just a slide that we just mentioned. For the overview, we want to take this honorable committee back to where we come from, that we, the commencement of my serving as Caretaker CEO commenced in June, and between June and September we tried to diagnose the problem that was causing the entity not to perform. So as you look at the entire financial year, you will realize that we had that limited time. I commenced my duties in the middle of the financial year, or just at the beginning, or at the end of the first quarter. The first quarter in my present, which becomes the second quarter, to diagnose the problem and to do the necessary consultations, which we reported on here last November. And then the remaining 6 months is what we used to, after finalizing the turnaround strategy in August, commencing September going forward, we started to try to implement on the turnaround strategy. So I think that deserves to be mentioned that we operated on that. So on our organizational performance over that period, achieved, but most of those that are partially achieved are above 50%, I think it's between 60 and 90%. And of course, on 33%, we could not make it. So overall, we say around 7%, combining partially and completely achieved. On strategic objective number one, we also have a 25%, like a 50% achievement, or 25% fully achieved, 25% partially achieved, 50% not achieved. Then we go to a slide where we try to explain some of the constraints and challenges that we experience, which led us not to be able to achieve. I think the first one is on leadership, that is the governance and the management structure, that we operated, as our annual report will say, without a board. So it's not something that was within our head. It was within the ministry, as well as this portfolio committee, the honorable portfolio committee, on the appointment of the board. So it's not something we do. On policies, some of the policies we developed, challenges that we had to start afresh in developing all policies, starting with human resource and all other policies of procurement and what we did the best. It still remains a challenge, but we think we have capacitated where it's necessary. Also, continuing on that, with regard to the financial environment itself, we had commenced on a budget that was on a deficit because we came in with the budget where it's not allocated. The budget did not accommodate the turnaround strategy. So establishing a turnaround strategy meant that we are pushing a strategy that was not budgeted for. And we then came with the idea of trying to generate revenue outside the fiscal itself. We commenced that process. It has been a challenge, but it's moving at the moment. I think there is something that on a year under review, we were still establishing that, but going forward, we are achieving. There are indications that we will achieve something. On compliance issues, I think we had a problem when the board was dissolved. It meant getting the dissolution of the audit committee as well. So it took us some time to establish an audit committee, which means we operated from June, since I came up to the end of the financial year without an audit committee, but just in March we managed to appoint the audit committee. And we can safely say going forward, since dating back in March, because when we came to this honorable committee here at the time in November last year, we did not have an audit committee, but commencing from that period, we started the process of advertising and conducting interviews, and we finally appointed in February, but the commencement was in March. I think on the revenue, I've already highlighted what the challenges were there. We've appointed personnel, now we're going forward with that. We could say on performance information on strategic objective number two, we've achieved 70%, partially we've achieved 33%, which takes us to the same as before. On a 50-50, there were challenges which we can outline. Because the previous year outcome indicated a low capacity in terms of human resource, and we were trying to get the staff complement that would be able to carry out the turnaround strategy. But we were also faced with challenges or constraints conscience that we had revised by then, but you see our NLPs, NLUs and PSPs who managed to get their health in identifying skin personnel, more so on language, because myself and the executive management have the limitations on in that we are not linguists as yet. I think the rest outlines the works where the challenges regarding revive the NLPs, NLPs and PLCs, however, to revise their norms and standards and working governance imperatives, we had some serious challenges in getting that. However, as we continued, our problem was that we are operating at a one-year turnaround strategy, but we had commenced in between. So it means it was moving from September to September. It is 1 year, but it's covering only the first 6 or the last 6 months of the year under review, and other things overlap into the other year in terms of planning the program, although the budgets were not.
Chairperson? But can I ask Mr. Zwane just to lower his microphone so that he can speak more into the microphone, please?
Okay, thanks. So as I was explaining then, we had a turnaround strategy. We planned it over a 12-month turnaround strategy, which we are linking to a 5-year strategy. But operating it since we adopted it in August, we commenced with it in September. This operation overlapped into the current year, not the year only under review, because it occupies the last 6 months of the year under review and proceeds to the first 6 months of the year under review, the current year, not the year under review. So it therefore makes it the 5 years commence with the year as it begins, but there was no other way we could have done it, because it would have meant we should wait for the annual financial year to come to an end before we commence. So we realize that let us push it as that strategy, but it fits itself into a 5-year strategy going forward. But the turnaround portion is only occupied by that period. So those are some then of the challenges that I've outlined, that on a year under review, you'll find that we have not concluded on the matters that were part of the turnaround strategy. But as we continue, as we begin the year, the current year, some of the things were concluded. So they will not necessarily be part of the annual report. I think that's the indication on some of the challenges where we've achieved only 20%, but the 60% is partially achieved because it gets completed in the year as it continues without, because it did not fall under the year under review, as we say. Those are some of the issues or progress that we've managed in terms of the APP to achieve partially. The linguistic human rights services, we established that, but we considered it in the current year. The function of monitoring and evaluation, we had commenced with the process of establishing it, but it's completed now. You will see all the challenges. The appointment of the key staff personnel in languages on research and what we had commenced at that time, it is completed now, because as we said, in the past financial year, we had constraints financially. We were unable to appoint key personnel, but on the commencement of the financial year in April, if you look at our staff appointments, most of the staff members that we recruited in the past year or the year under review, but only commenced duties in the beginning of April as the year comments. I think that also indicates on that. I think on non-performance information, also on that score, on staff training, that's the HR issues, on staff training, we approved a plan, but because of the challenges, we only could partially do something, and we relied on in-house training on different units, each and every manager, senior manager was responsible to conduct a program that developed the units themselves. We did not have sufficient allocation for training of personnel. The performance management system, we had challenges there because we were, I think the whole committee will remember that we had taken over a staff complement of people who were disgruntled, low morale, others have left, there were a lot of other issues. So in the beginning up to where we are, we arrived at the end of the financial year under review, we had serious challenges with staff people because of uncertainty within them. We had to, you know, consider every induct them, measurement by different emissions, and they will be in that way. On the LNUs, because of the change in the Act, the LNUs were established in terms of the Companies Act as Section 21 companies. So there has been a challenge since the amendment of that Act or the introduction of the new Companies Act. So we've assigned people to look at, to do a review audit of how the LNUs should actually operate, how should we make them fit in
following this one, I'm not following this one. You are saying they were not, the anointed hands were not contact post.
There were contact posts when we came here last year, but going forward there are permanent posts. We advertised to make them permanent posts. At the time when we came here last year, Honorable Chair, remember I had appointed executive people on 12 months contract to help in the turnaround. But as we got in that in the new year, we then advertised and we went through the process of appointing people permanently. Yes. I think that is the demographics as they appear on who is, how many professionals, how many what, I think it's self-explanatory. It's showing general staff members as well. These are the professionals and service fields or arts field. Turnover, as I say, for just on management, there are what, two people who left senior top management or senior management, about two. So there's not been serious. If we analyze them properly, I think we lost a manager strategy who resigned, we have not filled that post. We executive head, legal, also resigned, we have not filled that post. And the manager, SCM, supply chain manager, but we have filled the post. And in terms of what age you are saying, our capacity or staff at the time when I took over, I think we were 46%. Now we are sitting where we are now, which is we're at 88.33. I think the place deserves a certain post that are vacant in terms of our structure. At least a staff complement of 120. We are currently at 106. So we are 40. Post that constitute the 11% vacancy rate. Yeah, I think these are the principles we followed as we did the restructuring, and we can then move to the value chain. Right, I will come to that one at the end. I think the chair said we should deal with that, can go to the value chain. There are financial matters that are one. Our value chain will ask the CFO to take us through our financial issues as we show. But the value chain that we've driven things up with since commencement was that out of what the Constitution and the Act say, this is what we've come up with to create a value chain, which indicates that the role or the mandate of PENSAP is around the research, development and usage of the language. Just to ensure that they are promoted equitably and they are used. And the development, of course, links to the research. So we do that through internally and using the structures that I've mentioned earlier, NLP, NLU, and PLCs. But the PLCs primarily go on to the one above. We've created the monitoring and evaluation unit, which we have Dr. Dan Tokwane, who's present here, who's responsible for that monitoring and evaluation, is to ensure, because the Act
are now on page, slide number 46 of your presentation, which is our, as it is explained in Chapter 4, as it finishes September 2015. We receive a total allocation of 78 million, which is then further appropriated as below the economic classification. We appropriated 9 million to compensation of employees, 15 million to transfers and subsidies, which is the money that we send to our national lexicography unit, 11 national lexicography units. And we also have 22 million for expenses. As of 10 September 2013, the total expenditure was sitting at 45 million. And spent as below 24 million was already spent on compensation of employees, 8 million of transfers was already spent to NMUs, and we had spent 12 million on business services. If we take it further to slide number 47, it's just a summary of our total percentage expenditure to date. We spend about 58% of our total allocation already, and we have commitments of about 47 million for the current financial year. So if we put all our projects on hold, for us to be able to manage for the remaining period, we need about 50 million, which we are running short of. However, if we were to implement projects as planned on our APP, to be able to achieve on the mandate will need an additional 34 million rand. Colleagues, with that said, the honourable members would like to redirect you to slide number 49. Okay, the slides outline the objectives, background, and our audit report methods and action plan overview. The objective of our presentation, among others, was to update the portfolio committee on asset health on the progress to date regarding issues raised by the Office of the Auditor General in our regulatory audit. Upon completion of the audit and receipt of the AG's audit report, management put together an action plan to address the matters raised, and that action plan is being monitored and updated on a monthly basis by the Office of the CFO and is verified by our internal audit. We had a total of 54 findings on our audit report, on the final audit report. And as I have already highlighted, that we implemented a monitoring tool where in progress is reported and monitored on a monthly basis. And we are there to report that today 40 out of the 54 that have been successfully addressed. The remaining 14 require long-term to medium-term solutions, including additional funding. But they are, however, range between 60 to 80% of completeness. And on the monitoring tool, 60% or 80% of completion means the task is progressing well. 80% completion means the task is virtually complete. Some of our remedial strategies to address the Auditor General findings were to establish a compliance unit, to have a fully functional monitoring and evaluation unit, to revise performance information policy. We've also established an organizational performance review task team. That is on a monthly basis to also review cycles, because with our limited funding, we find that we have to reprioritize on a monthly basis. We've also revised and implemented our policies to improve our internal control environment. And I think I will hand over back to the caretaker CEO. Thank you.
Thank you, CFO. I think it's, in conclusion, we have to say we did our utmost best with a limited budget or the constraints around it. communicate with so as indicated earlier, some of the prophets fall into that turnaround one-year strategy which overlaps in between the two financial years. So some of the things will come on the current year as we are moving towards this conclusion, but we just thought that we should make mention of them because they are current and they are happening, so that when we come to report at the end of the financial year, we shall at least have made the committee aware. I think they are summarized underneath the colonial language debate we had. Very successful colloquiums which combine provinces, academics in provinces, one here in Western Cape combining all Cape provinces, let's say Western Cape, Northern Cape and Eastern Cape, focusing on multilingualism in South Africa, focusing on research, development and promotion and usage. The same thing was carried in other provinces, combining KZN, Gauteng, Free State and Northwest on the same thing. We had that one in, at UNISA, and the last one we had at University of Venda, which combined the two provinces, Mpumalanga and Limpopo. We have tried to categorize languages, provinces on the languages that are dominant or that the policies of the provinces guide us to. The common languages between the provinces. We've done earlier in the year the provincial languages in Dava. We did 9 of them in each and every province where we've received good contributions and created awareness. We went through workshops and we have the outcomes of all that that will form part of the report at the end of our financial, the current financial year. The verification and authentication of language products, we continue to do that. We did that with the SSA. We are doing currently with the Weather Bureau. We continue to do and to use the SSA statistics to determine how we divide the province. The development and standardization of terminology, we've had a language framework workshop where we called people who are specialists in this. How they in Benchwood and that mandate, looking at all elements that are contained in the act itself as well as in the constitution. But as our CFO has indicated, our problem has been a serious challenge of underfunding, or our budget is not sufficient enough to be able to enable us to carry. And over the years, I think Pentham has had those going concern challenges regarding funding, because over the years, the other structures that were created, they were never supported with the funding that's required. We have in about 15% of our funding going to the NLUs, but there is no other money that comes into it. And we have serious challenges on funding. We've addressed the Department of that, and we will still address Treasury. And when the time requires, we will come to this honorable committee to present that. I think, honorable chair, I thought dealing with the annual reports, we can then the second other item, maybe after we've dealt with questions around our presentation, we will then address the honorable members with your permission after. Inducting on a program, because we are conducting induction induction with him, or one-on-one on the 1st of October as he commenced duty, and we pushed it. Of course, there were issues that could be raised around, or that were raised by him around the understanding of the reinstatement, which without the reinstatement meant coming back to your position as you were before you were employed, well, before you were dismissed, and that is how we implemented that. And we went through that process, and we were in the process of trying to get, after induction, the structure and the changes in the structure, because we have changed the structure on the turnaround strategy, but it did not affect the position that he occupied. So the position still remains in that way. It caters as it appears, but the structure has changed the structure of the organization. So legal services now is part of the managers, the senior managers that are reporting to the CEO on legal services. The other managers who are reporting to the CEO as well. So we went through that and then we tried, because of the shortfall in finances that we've indicated, the amount that he had to receive, which is the payback, was not budgeted for. So we waited for our allocation, and when our allocation comes, because it comes around that October as we commenced, that is why I wanted to effect the payment around that time. We then effected the payment on the 2nd of Feb. We effected it on the 2nd, but it appeared on the Feb. That is the payback of all outstanding salaries. But the payback amounted to about an amount of over 2 million before tax, and then we had to go through it, taxing it, deducting provident funds, as well as the payments that were made to him prior to the period. There's an amount of about 375,000 rand that was paid to him in 2011, that is before the commencement of my judiciary. But when proof was given that it was paid, then the deductions in that way, and an amount after tax was paid into his account, an office was given, laptop was provided, access card was provided, so he is in the office as it is, there's an office reserved for him. So immediately after that, I think there was a disagreement on the deductions themselves, that the 375 is requested, the initial email requested that the 375 that was deducted, which was paid to him before, he wanted to negotiate it, that we should make an arrangement of how he can pay it, or how it could, an arrangement of not taking it all at once, which is not possible now, I don't feel. And also a deduction on the provident fund. It's by law we are compelled to deduct provident fund with the amount, unless somebody goes and gets it with the provident fund to cancel. But as an employer, we are obliged to do that. So we checked with the executive on the 15th of October and considered his request, and we could not accede to that. We wrote a letter explaining that we would not be able to do that. And all the taxing and compliance issues that were done, not by a decision of anyone. It's in the system. Once you have to pay anybody, once you put the money, the amount in, and once tax calculates itself, I think it's in most government departments it operates in that way. So that is how we've dealt with it with respect to the reinstatement. But during the process, and as we're doing the reinstatement, as we can say, over and above requesting this, which we have not acceded to, it has started to take the matter up. I think first we had an CCMA referral by him complaining about the appointment of Mr. Billin, who is the finance manager, that in 2000. each condition, maybe it's not deserved or maybe it deserves, but I don't know about it. And then advocate very wanted also to be paid money equal to that was paid to believe at the time. So I could not understand it. I think we have not dealt with it. The referral that was taken to the CCMA. And when the second one was around the acting capacity of Siso Ngosi, who's the manager for communication, I think there's a period when he acted as executive head corporate services. But it's also before my time. So I would be finished that the allowance that was paid to Siso Ngosi during that period, he wants it because he was overlooked when Siso Ngosi was appointed for that appointment, which he thinks he deserves. So he wants the difference of the money and the salary during that period. So those are matters that are sitting with the CCMA. Last week we went to the CCMA. I sent the HR manager and other people in the legal. He was not in the CCMA. So the matter was postponed since the year because there was no one. It was only high level representatives that were there. So over and above that, he has written a letter which indicated that he demanded to be compensated for trauma, humiliation and embarrassment subjected to him during the period when he was there. So on that, I don't think I have any authority to compensate. I can't even measure the damages that we have. So I'm not necessarily dealt with that. I think I've summarized some of the things that you indicated there. And then the process, I mean, we've tried to be as peaceful as we can be to find, to make the period a working environment properly. So the letter that you have received, we have had to go to court. Because just before the 26th, it is the time for our salary run, I think they do the run before. Advocate Femi came with a writ of execution. The sheriffs came and they were attaching the Penfast bank account. And now this was going to cause us not to run salaries when we do. That is why we made interventions by approaching the sheriffs as well as the labor court to say there is no money legally that is owed to Femi, or there is no order that we know that we have not satisfied, and we cannot run the risk of having the bank account being attached. I think there have been two attempts of by him to attach the bank account, and the letter before court even today is on that. We're trying to remove because the sheriffs and the bank have understood that they are not going to act on it until determined by court. So the matter, we went to court to do that because the sheriffs were coming with a writ to attach our bank account, but with no order of court which indicates where this order obtained is for what. So whilst we are dealing with that, I think yesterday on my way here to Cape Town, because I came earlier, the office received another writ by the sheriff now, someone summoning me personally to come to court on the 20th because of what contempt of court charges that have not implemented what the court said. But this is what I have ever applied, that we've implemented what the court, but this one now is coming to me as a personal matter that requires me to do everything. But okay, I said they should either sign for it in the office, or if it deserves personal service, they should wait for me to come back to accept that. So I think on the 20th, then I'll have to appear and say, but we will show to court that we have done this. So in summary, I will say we've done our best in ensuring this, and I'm not very emotional about this because I don't live with it, and I've explained to advocate many a times. I didn't fire him. I didn't fire anyone. And I have no kind of disturbance that is okay, but I'm trying to please all employees and tell them that please just be tolerant, understand, there's nothing significant that can happen to you, but if anything troubles you, write me a memo or do something. People have written memos that they have made because yeah, I think that's why I want to so that's where we are. We have two CTMA cases today, and we've been to court two times.
So the court issue now is not the issue of the money at least, it's of the payment.
No, we paid.
So you paid. No, I don't know what was going on. I don't know what was going on. I want to ask whether or not you honored the payment of his salary since he was.
Yes.
I just want that part of the I know you want to ask questions. That's what I wanted to ask for. That is the order that you wanted.
Okay. And I'm also.
So I saw you in confidential. Yeah, I didn't ever listen to you. Thank you. I'm a very fair person. That's why I said, anyway, part of the management, he must be here. He wants to write us letters, he will call in some of us. What has spoken with the this is not a court story. On this issue that when you paid your money, because that was our fight for you, would it? You get the reinstated and get your money. And
Mr. Fight that.
Thank you, Mr. Honorable Chairperson. I'll listen patiently to what Mr. Swan said. I'd like to say to you, Mr. Chairperson, that Mr. Swan is less than frank.
Please speak as a mic, please.
Chairperson, first and foremost, on the 26th of July, 2013, the charging of the court dismissed the review application brought by Mrs. Swanley against the one. He lost the case. That's why she acquired test two. It emerged as to from their lawyers the question of reinstatement as to whether to go to court. I indicated to the judge that 1st August.
I was a member of the
me kindly listen, because this is one of the issues now that the OIC has on this portfolio committee. So I'm also trying to write dates. I want you to write dates, stick to the dates, because I think members will not finalize this today, because this is our last portfolio committee today. So if you could be able to find, I ensure that you don't stick the stick. So,
I think around August, second August, I obtained the rate of execution. The sheriff went to the account, they approached the covenant agencies to stay, to declare that none and void. I opposed the matter, and it came before the judge. On the 5th of August, Mr. Zwane wrote me a letter, which was very much non-committal, not wanting to pay the money. And he said the money will be paid within the next few weeks. So that letter, I made that letter an attachment of in the court file. And the judge saw the letter. And the judge refused to grant them the order. The judge said, on the basis of the letter, you claim that you owe Mr. Bain. On the basis of the letter, go back. Come back with a settlement, which I'm going to make a court order. Went back, we came with a good settlement. What? The settlement now was, they were shifting the goalposts. They were saying now, I'm going to report on the 1st of October. It was all of the 1st of September now. 1st of October. And then the other one was that, the judge ordered that my money hit on or before the 1st of October. That is the money that was awarded by the CMA, including the arrear salary from December 2012 until July 2013. Secondly, I should be reinstated by the 1st of October 2013 in this character. And another question that arose, or that was made was that I should be paid the equivalent of a 2 month salary. That is what was ordered. After that, Honorable Chairperson, the money was paid, I don't know when, but around August, month end of August. We in court on the 8th of August, we paid the money on the 25th of August. They were given 2 weeks within which to pay that money, 14 days. From the 8th of August. Now, what happened is, when they said, I am going to report for Jude on the 1st of October, I knew that there were shenanigans that I was planning to do. What they did, not just what they did, he restructured the legal division, which I had. Now, an email which I got shortly before I was voted for duty was to the effect that the legal services division has been restructured. That was when they were inviting me to an induction belonging to the office of the CEO. I wrote to them. I said, the last time I checked, I was the head of legal services. I belong to the legal services division. Now, how come now am I invited to the office of the CEO? Because I'm not part of the office. They told me that now I am a senior manager, corporate leader, and now I belong to the office of CEO. Honorable Chairperson, I was never senior manager, corporate leader when I was teaching. I was head of legal services. I was heading all legal services, including corporate leader. Nobody can say he is reinstating me to senior manager. Mr. Zwane has just explained what reinstatement means in his address. Reinstatement means restoration of the status quo. I was never a senior manager of corporate leader. And I will never be. Now, that means Mr. Zwane has not reinstated me. He has just only allowed me to return to the office. Now what I did, I went to court ema as commodificar. How much? But he has the legal services, has in commodificar, has in linguistic human rights, has in everything that relates to legal matters. That was my position. And what Mr. Zwane is doing, it is paramount to demotion. If, for example, Mr. Zwane reinstated me to my position, and thereafter, maybe about 2 or 3 weeks thereafter, if Mr. Zwane has reinstated me after a week or two thereafter, he says, now you are senior manager of Africa, that would have been a demotion. How they are taking a CPNA. It would be helping in America as a CPNA for demotion. But now, presently, Mr. Zwane has not reinstated me. I took the matter to the Labour Court. The Labour Court agreed with me and ordered an order letting Mr. Zwane to come and explain inside on the 20th of November. If that there was no prima facie case that have made that contract charge and have refused to grant the order. Now I'm not going to waste much of the time. Let me go to the issue of the money. Mr. Zwane was ordered to pay my money on or before the 1st of October. All the money from June, July 2010. Now what happened for the service? That did not happen. On the 2nd of October, my money is still not in pay. I went to Mr. Fitch about it. I asked him, but where is my money going to pay? You are in contempt of court. The court said you must pay by the 1st of October. They went around the commission various relevant services. They went around. At about 1 o'clock, my money still had not been deposited. They were busy holding meetings, talking about my money and what my said, not talking about me. And I received an email from Mr. Pawan to the effect that the money that I'm going to be paid, I will be deducted again. I said I have no problem. Now what happened? At about 2 o'clock, I received a certain advice from Mr. Pawan Masla. When I opened the certain advice, I discovered discrepancies in my salary. I rushed to copies of Mr. Green. Okay, I'm coming back. The discrepancies are that the money that I've been paid is about, the net that came to me is about 1 million and about 44,000. Which is far less than what I have calculated. Now, for money to open the question because he just gave me a case. I went to Mr. Bilin. Mr. Bilin, what is happening? Bilin told me that he was instructed by Mr. Tokwana to deduct exactly 75,000, which I was granted by a North Korean High Court in 2011. Now, let me start by saying 75,000. One, they don't deduct money from the salary without my consent. I challenge all the giving you for what you call labor. Yes. They deduct my money without my consent. That is one. Two, in 2011, when the court ordered them to give me the money that came to me was a mere 204,000. Cash was deducted. Now they are charging me cash for the second time. It cannot be. I raised this thing to Bilini and Mr. Tawan in the public, and they agreed, they admitted that the number. And Mr. Tawan even went further and admitted that he knows about basic on section 34 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act of not tampering with one salary without his contract. Now, and I am saying, they cannot, if they want me to pay that money, they must go to court and challenge the order that granted me that money so that I can defend myself. Secondly, the first day, if I get 258,000, I ask them, what is this for? They say, is for profit and fun. I am saying to them, gentlemen, why are you doing this? You paid me when I called you, Mr. Mbilini, on around September or August. You told me that the money you paid me was for June, July, August. So that means the money that I'm spending now is from July 2010 to May 2013. Because you paid June, July, August. Honorable gentlemen, in those 3 months, these guys did not deduct from the fund. Now, from the money that ended in May, they deduct from the fund. What's that? I resigned from the property fund after I was dismissed. I was not a member of the fund. If they wanted to reinstate my fund, they should take into account the money that I withdrew from the fund. They should take the interest as I would have amassed from the period that I withdrew from the fund until today. They did not discuss it, they did not consider that. You see, you take 358,000, you divide it by 34 months, it gives you 10,823. That means from July 2010 until May 2013, they deducted 10,823 a month. What was my provident fund in June, July 2010? It was a mere 5,000. What is my provident fund in September? It is a mere 6,700. What is the rest of my fund? Let me check the about this 3,000. On the 8th of October, 6 days after the change of money, Mr. Masang approached me. His residential money is already in another beach. No, he's okay. He has approached me and said, please give me your details. It was a single one to get some. No, I want to register you. Broken fund. I gave him the details. 8th of October. Now, what I was expecting, I spoke to Masan on the following day. Masan, come here. What did you do about the kids? I raised that to you. Masan, I want to see the man who was sending that from me. I saw the email that I was written. I was registered as a new employee on the 8th of October, 2013. I'm a new employee from the 8th of October, 2013. Well, what kind of a new employee which registered 10 years ago about 400,000 already in his credit. You've never heard that anyway. You've never heard that anyway. I've pleaded with these colleagues. I've pleaded with them. Mr. Warren is saying, I made a request. Honorable gentlemen, there's nobody more than who has been conciliated more than I have. When I made the speech on the second, when I confronted him about the money, I raised all the legalities, But I told them that, gentlemen, I am in a mess. I cannot even rent a place. I cannot even buy a house. I am indebted. I am blacklisted. The car that I'm driving, I should borrow by someone. I need all the money that I can get. Mr. Pawana phoned Mr. Zwane that day. He said, I'm going to talk to Mr. Zwane. He talked with Mr. Zwane and he came back to me. He told me that Mr. Zwane has agreed to reverse the money. But he wants something in writing. I said, bitch, go, I'll think about it. I said so, Honorable Chairman, as a lawyer, because I should consider what I'm getting myself into. But I sat down. I said, you know what? I don't want to be seen as a bad guy here. Let me comply. I wrote that email. We said that I've addressed it to him. I wrote that email. It was very conciliatory. I requested them to reverse the money. And he I post anything, I have no problem in entering into any relationship with them. I send them a message. I was shocked, Honorable Chairperson, to receive a response which tells me that they are going to consider that thing in an ex committee on the 15th of October. I said, no, they cannot do that. That is when I decided that I would take the call. Now, what happened is, I wrote them emails. I gave them that please bring my money by 2 o'clock on the 2nd. They never did. Please bring my money by 2 o'clock on the following day, which was Thursday or Wednesday. They never did. They asked me to wait until Friday, and then waited for the chaplaincy. Then an email that followed thereafter, an email comes from Pete, specifically to Mr. Zwane and all the others. It tells me that I should have addressed a request to the SPK CEO or Executive Head Corporate Services. Otherwise, if it is you are not requesting, you are, it is your right. You can go and approach the court for enforcement. What do I do? Exactly, yes, I do. I do. What else they would have done? No, I have no option but to approach the court. Because they are encouraged to approach the court. And the writ was issued because these people have not fully complied with the court order. To come here and say we've paid, that is a bad statement. They must show you what they paid. And what am I telling you? Even in an application in court, they are just saying they have paid me. They have not asked anything. They are saying they paid me 2,000, they are supposed to pay me 2,000 and something, 1,000. And the money which they claim to that they should have paid me, it is 34,000 rand less. Thirdly, or firstly, in order to check this, Mr. Mbilin tells me on that day that they paid the 1,742,000 as a chief. They did not calculate the increase of the night. The money award says must pay everything, including the increase. And I found that very odd. I found it very odd because the award was given on the basis that at the time of my dismissal, my salary was about this. So the commissioner calculated that. But he made a proviso of restoration of benefits and everything that belongs to me, contractually. And all this money that I'm owing you now, 8,000, includes those they paid. There is regarding the accusation coming in honorable services that is going to say that I'm disturbing your truth. I mean, who has whatever a duty to greet somebody? If I come now, you come here with me, who has a duty to greet who?
I said with that.
Never. The only thing that happened to the honorable commissioner is on Friday, going in court. He's the manager, corporate leader. He's the one that I replaced. In court on Friday, the judge said they must make my lawyer and there, they must make you come with a draft order. Now they are drafting this order. I was come outside and their lawyer showed them, I think there were about 6 of them. He gave them the laptop to go through that into the order that the judge said was written. Now when I got in, they received this, I am asking them to show me the order before it is printed and taken to the judge. They have refused. I'm asking them, what are you refusing? What am I saying? And ultimately, the advocate of the man gave me the laptop.
Excuse me, what advocate are you saying about the
open mind? The advocate.
In front of you, the legal sentence is printed again.
Yes.
What? Which job is that?
That's it. Okay, my question. Now what happened is, now when I look at this thing, what does that say? They must draft a ruling issue. I could say that this is not a ruling issue that could be made at all. by trying to change them, to help them. When I was doing that, Miss Lisu was going out. She's shouting that, Mr. Finn must not use government's laptop. I said, Miss Lisu, I don't know, I'm using it now. Then I kept on writing. When Lisu returned, he is forcefully taking the laptop from me. I am saying to her, what are you doing? And their lawyer, Longkai Mosol, who's there at him, he intervened in and turned so really so away. Because I was still busy making a rap out of here. And I am saying to them, Lisu, I'll deal with you. That I'll deal with you when you are reporting what I mean. It's a fabrication. I never said that. Tell me, how do you work behind? When somebody forcefully, a violent, snatches something that you're holding. You see, the problem here is that people are fighting proxy wars. There are people who are fighting proxy wars here. Some people whom Mr. Zwane has appointed have been so very hostile towards me. They are fighting Mr. Zwane's wars. That is the problem here. And I cannot be subjected to that. As somebody accuses me that I am a disturbance. They are a disturbance. Mr. Zwane suggested that I should go for country. Now tell me, Honorable Chairperson, countering in terms of Labour Relations Act is when you have been charged with an offence and you have been subjected to an inquiry and the Chairperson has found that you need to go for counseling as a sanction that you do. In their correspondence with me, they are quoting the disciplinary proceedings that were undertaken against me. They are saying it's a cause for me to go for counseling. Now, what puzzles me is that the situation is indicated to me. He says I did nothing wrong. Now they are sentencing me to go for counseling. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. How do I be the level of? Honorable Chairman, I will leave it there. I will not want to take this kind of house to take any longer.
Tiffany, you are recording, nothing? You are recording. Because we were taken to the advocate in Parliament. I don't know, remember, that was shocking from night like now. We had to allow Mr. Tiffany to come in, was in the writing letters, and I said to the office of the speaker to give us confidence in the proposal to relook at this, because we had said, anyway, let me not say, I have said the issue has resolved, but it seems we were wrong. No, advocate, Frank, whether you master this, but I just commented that on my understanding, we were very clear to you, for which we personally do not long ago to use any private legal services. That is the reason, one of the reasons that we raised after the report last year. But number two, our understanding as well as the portfolio committee was that Mr. Fain is going to be reinstated as his original, that is, head of legal service. That's how it was, that's our understanding. And I remember we raised the issue of tampering with the structure on a position that is in a conversation. Our understanding in the portfolio committee, you have been reinstated as head of legal service. So, as we also said, we can bring our minutes here and say we're very clear about it. And, I'll give over to another member. I want us to finish this one member, but we're still going to go to another report. There are issues that I want us to raise.
Let me ask
one second.
Regarding the restoration of my legal service, the restoration. Mr. Zwane has no right to restructure my legal services division without me being present.
No, we said so. He did that.
No, Mr. Zwane, he did that in a 2 months that he has been refusing me to go back to work.
Oh, okay.
In 2 months that he has been refusing me to go back to work. He was more than happy to have a civil service division, which is led by Mr. Nathan Roy. But he has a problem to have a civil service division, which is led by me.
How is your relationship with your head of legal service, which is supposed to be yours?
Money, fighting court battles at the end of their own to lose. this weight of that they have money cannot go unchallenged, you know, endlessly. If this matter now was to be claimed and taken to court, the department loses it. After we have failed, they must not go to court. I think something has to be done. Because according to what Advocate Ben has said to us, I believe I am a lawyer, I am an attorney, I practice 15 years of attorney. Obviously, Ben is going to win the case again in court. I am saying this as a legally trained person who practice. You know, there are some people who are lawyers who do not practice. I practice 15 years as an attorney. Obviously, Ben is going to win this case again in court. And this is the waste of taxpayers' money. So Honorable Chairperson, my submission to PEMFA, they must take this matter out of court again and send it this out of court. They may even ask for legal opinion from the department. I understand that, DJ, you've got legal office in the department. Ask for a legal opinion from the department. You sit down, you take this matter out of court, because this is the waste of taxpayers' money. After the submission by Advocate Fay, I strongly believe he is going to win again in court. And we have said that this committee refrain from taking the matters to court. Unless now you pay out of your pocket, not to use as much as money, fighting those battles in the court. So my submission, consult the legal advisors of the department, but I believe they will advise you to take the matter out of court before it goes too far.
Country.
institutions take funding away, they can't actually implement the issue of indigenous languages. I was saying to myself, what is this? So, if this thing of Rosabeni and the CDL, getting CEOs, you will not see those things happening outside in South Africa, in the different provinces, because it will keep us working with this fighting. And after can't say on, yes, man, you're means everybody will be satisfied. No, but it's nonsense. You can't your ichus will be strilled on the sense of the people of South Africa or on the sense of taxpayers' money. I think I want to agree with Dr. Honorable Laban and say, this thing must really be stopped here. I was actually saying, can we not take this thing out? We're supposed to go to do oversight in Pemba, but we never go there. We are supposed to go to do oversight really for Pemba so that we can really see in that division of them who are the home bodies. We're supposed to do that. This is our oversight role. So see really, where is the operational center of Pemba? Because in the agency report, they talk about the leases, and it's red. About the leases, and it's red.
Okay, from what I get now from advice, I would only one thing. I say, for how much has been spent on the private lawyers from now, just in this, we want to answer now in the next 2 minutes. How much has been spent on the lawyers?
For personal vendetta, says her. This is personal vendetta.
From when?
From the previous financial year, it has.
The previous financial year, it has, because it was over.
Oh, 2 million.
Also, we dealt with that one. On this one, how much? And we tell us that it was the investigation. Okay. Just before you come up with the question, why you are still on this matter? Okay. I want just you to respond to the Botolokom, because there's an issue that has been raised that whether you want your issues to increase reform, believe me, and more clearly, that one is not ours.
On the microphone,
because I want us to be corrected here that those issues were your own issues. Tina, we are looking at your own issue of the QFAR beyond that. There it was your own issue. So I want to understand that from what this is going to say.
With on the microphone.
It is
again that the microphone.
October 2012, 7 days or 8 days before the award was granted, was due to be held. months happen.
Okay. So what I want to find out is this is what I want to find out now from you, was this change of iconogram made after the courtiers of Peter Tatchman that must be reintegrated to your original position? This change of iconogram?
Yes, I don't remember. It happened after. Let me say to the Honorable Portal Committee. On the 2nd of May, I was in court with Mr. Zwane. Mr. Zwane advertised the position of executive head, legal secretary. The position which I had said I should be reinstated to. Because when I come back, my position has been upgraded. He advertised that position because he wanted to make the appointment of Mr. Zabda Kosha permanent. I went to court to challenge that. Mr. Zwane opposed me, saying he has got the right to make the appointment. That was exactly that. Legal service. Somebody who's going to head a legal service decision. That was in May 2013. Now, after July 26, after he has lost his case, he is expressing the legal service decision and tells me that he insists to exist. That cannot be. The labor laws don't allow that. I should have been consulted.
That is what I purported to say. Really, this is contempt of court. And secondly, you know, as this community, we'll never allow a person to be a victim. We'll never allow it. Well, otherwise, if we do, we are really failing in our job as part of the society. We'll never allow that.
And, Sebo, that is your answer to what the issue was talking about. Sebo,
not only regarding the same matter,
it
will wind up all the outstanding that
we should have sent out. No, one is matter, how much money? If it is 500 rand, it's a lot of money. You see, DG, before you speak, I know we'll give you a chance to say that. The real reason that we did not want this investigation, Parliament to do such things, is because we believed that we entrusted the department. Also, we entrusted the new leadership to resolve this issue. We were very clear, the minutes are here, the reports are here, long time ago that Mr. Fedor was reinstated. We were very clear as the portfolio committee that we questioned the appointment of Mr. Jaffa even then. Or how do you appoint someone on a position that is there for deposition? We raised it, if you remember, honourable members. We raised it, it was raised even by the Office of the Advocate of Parliament. But we don't know which time it is. It's just sort of illegal letters that are there quickly. Why you are solving this issue? And really, these are some of the issues that I'm thinking that now we must bring on the report so that we take them else to our report. I do not understand why are we sitting here and we are still discussing this issue, which is, to me, is just an issue, number one, of contempt of court. Number two is an issue to disrespect the decision of the portfolio committee. This is an issue when one of the analysts used to sit in Hazard. She was one of the first to raise this issue. And I'm angry because now I don't believe now we are going to report. The only issue we gave an instruction as the portfolio committee, because this is a chapter 9 institution that reports to us. You know, where they get money from the minister, that doesn't mean. The legal department of the department, I don't think they will get help. Because they failed to come even to when we're dealing with bills of the department, the legal people of the department. So there, I think we're just wasting our time. I'm very sorry to say that. We are going to take this to the Advocate of Parliament. This month, we're going to take this where we're supposed to take it. Because I am tired, because really, Mr. Fett, I must say, be honest, I need to tell people from there. I'm one of those people, I'm a conference in front of you, who listen in here, because you don't know them. No, I know you have lost your mind. But now, we are getting the other side now, consulting, that we really have not worked with, there was nothing different with them. I'm one of those people who said, immediately, because now, we are really getting the other side of the story. Where is Mr. Subani? That's the last person I can trust. after I realized it, it was, I think, in this room, when I was just changing my way. You know, because I wouldn't believe, you will remember that one of them, like, why was this and you must get out of our meeting. You were here. Because he had lied before to the portfolio committee. And one of the issues that we raised in this time is the issue that I used to say this has been run like a mafia type of organization. You know? And unfortunately, why are the labor issues? So we might not be expert lawyers like advocates, so, but we know our labor rights. No one remembers with your salary. When the court has said that you must be restated the way we're supposed to, it says that, and it doesn't change. And these issues were raised. Even this issue of provident funds, it can fluctuate. It's not inflation. No, that one I can stand on my feet about it. You know. And do you want to say anything on a part? I want this to be caught because we still have another positive quickly. What I say was it because I don't understand what is the issue. Or Mr. Billing, as a person who finance, how do you care about somebody's salary? And this issue of provident fund, because I believe where you are, you know what not to do, what not to do. Who has AR here? Okay, what? Who me? You know? There are some of the things I will say it without fear. He lied to the portfolio committee before. I had to chase him out at some stage. He was lying. You see, first thing, Mr. Zwani, they even close the good work that we've done in Pastor. You know, because when we get out of here, we don't even now see the good that we've done, because we're going to concentrate on this matter, because we feel as a portfolio committee we've been undermined. Because this is a matter that we said it must be resolved long ago. I remember at some meeting, you were very angry to say, we can't allow a person to be a victim. It's unfortunate, Mr. Zwani, the one that you fought when you were reinstated. But don't answer when I. Who's my lana here? I will tell you, the one that was in the city, and then he took the job and never looked at other things. And I won't be surprised if I get some of the issues on all the issues. Yes, I know. I'm saying, maybe there are issues that you never fought for. Like what? Mr. Zwani, what do you want to say?
Except to indicate what happened to the position when you employed that. But I've never matter of brought this matter has been sub judice, remaining in the court. That's where I found it. And when the matter was finalized on 26 July, and the court order was issued, which finalized this matter, I took that court order and implemented it. And implementing the court order is clear. It can be determined at any level by the court itself. It says, pay this person back his salary as he would have been had he not been dismissed. And if he had not been dismissed, he'll be subjected to the taxing laws of this country. He'll be subjected to the provident fund that all members have been subjected. And that aside, I deal with it with the team that deals with this. And as soon as I've explained at the beginning that our allocation from the treasure comes at the beginning of October. That is why we said at court we will only be able, because the money that has to be paid to you has never been budgeted for the past 3 years. It's not there. So we are waiting for the allocation that has to happen. That is why in court, on agreeing to make this a court settlement, we said 1 October we'll be able to pay that. But to put him on a salary roll and pay these other months, the court said pay 2 months. We had to pay from June ourselves. We said, let us do, because we needed a salary advice of 3 months or so. We said June, July, August. So at the end of August, we paid the 3 months. And then in September, he was moving on the roll. But we don't pay just by paying. We
want to go on, Jefferson. Yes, I'm totally democratic now. After the coroner asked, when was the court order there that he must be reinstated in his job? And Mr. Fenny said it was November.
7 November 2012.
So now Mr. Zwane is dealing with totally something else. And
I'm very happy, Nicky, because I didn't want to.
So, and I just want to say, Mr. Zwane said, I said it's a thing for the courts. You even didn't listen to the courts. They gave you orders to listen, and you didn't do that. So all this is absolutely in vain because you didn't listen to the court.
No.
As a normal citizen of South Africa.
I would explain. I listened to the court. I went to the court, Honorable. I know what the court says. And this is the court, what the court said. And the order, on 7 August, 7 December, there is no court order. There's a CCMA ruling. And that CCMA ruling has already been challenged by the state on state attorneys, through our state attorneys, that there was condemnation that was...
You can raise your hand.
What?
Because I can say you as the minister lied, but it was, you said everything is fine. So what is fine if we are sitting like this? I'm sorry, Mr. Van. The minister and you don't know who to talk to, and who comes to stand there, we are not teaching. You came with the minister, yes. Mashaji. You said everything is fine. That's not what you said. I don't know whether you are here. You said to us, everything is fine. We raised it. This honorable members, almost all of them raised it. I think after Mr. Van came, and then we raised this issue. And last year, you said everything is fine. No. I want us to be very clear on this one, because we get a meeting now, because we lied to Parliament. Yes, obviously. We lied to Parliament. We stood in front of Parliament and said everything is fine in front of us. I reported. I'm responsible. I said everything is fine. 10 issues resolved. No more cost. No more money on legal issues. That has been stopped. You understand? I lied to the nation. On behalf of the Mozambique people, we said everything is fine. I don't think that you must understand our sense that where we are. We said everything is fine. And DGM minister said everything is fine.
Yeah, I can explain.
That's why see, now we were able to write a letter so that your funds must be increased. Because this Mozambique people just said no to your mother. He said, no, but Pantam is doing well. Especially after that, I came from the level, and he said, I don't know, but Pantam is working. But now, I said no more questions. There's still going raising issues of legal issues that must be solved. Maybe those are
Thank you. Because I will need to leave.
I will now. I'll listen. It's fine. We will delegate one of it. We will delegate one of them.
Chair, I don't think that will be possible.
Which chapter 9? No, it's not just any entity. I don't know.
Thank you. That's fine, I can over the time.
Then how many days might
you give me 2 weeks to this one.
So I can go.
Yeah, Jay, that's what I was coming. I can't you expect. But the matter before court is not about, as I say, the matter in court today is a writ against the bank account of Pazifan, which we are fighting there. It's not a matter that relates to dismissal or not dismissal. It's like as a writ against the bank account of the daughter. And when that thing happens, because of the risk that it poses to the employees, on their salaries, on the management of this thing. This is why we went to court to defend it. So we can't allow the attachment by an employee of Pencil, of the bank account of Pencil. That is what is before court. We're not going to court to dispute the reinstatement. Reinstatement, anyone can bring and put an understanding that is like reinstatement means we are paying you your salary, you are back to your job. And if you feel it anyhow, we have a grievance system inside this place which will, you can go through, which challenges your employment conditions. Because the procedure is there. But we are sitting in court with a matter that it's not necessary for it to be there. And the work that we have done, whether acceptable or not, has not had any other nothing. Okay. We are currently going to Honourable Chair, the instruction of the reinstatement, I repeat that I have never been ordered by this Honourable Committee to reinstate any person. You know, and if that instruction was given to the DG, it has never been passed
to me. Then, February, would you do by the that was such a, can you give him the minutes? There were very clear with you.
I was not before this. I've never received an instruction. I even requested Honourable Chair. When I spoke to the advocate of that sent me an instruction that says that.
No, you say, Mr. Van, you are going to fight with us now. When you came here, we supported you. To say that one of the issues that we're going to solve is this issue. So I don't know whether I want to ask you right to a letter when you tell you an instruction that's one of the issues that we're going to solve. We even told you that when you get to Pantan, you will have people who are angry. If you remember very well.
Yeah.
We told you to know the proper issues that you have, and you must solve these two issues. Now, you will make me angry because you solved the Smelana case. And we had there are two cases that you needed to solve, and you don't say, but what did I say? Fortunately, that's what we haven't thought of the parliament. So I'm not making you a certain answer right here, and we don't even know. No, we give you instructions. Okay.
For them to be no longer there, we have to be happy. If I say to you,
Now, I'm not sure, members, whether I'm correct with them. I know it has got issues of law. I'm not a lawyer, I'm probably a partner. Freedom is with the one, and these personal relations, personal hatred, or what it is people do with Chris and whoever. I don't want us to be human. Because at the end of the day, also, if you are having that as an institution of whatever, you are fighting with us now, as a state. And you are a worker of the state. You are a South African, you are patriotic. Every as you are. But I would just like to be patriotic and say, okay, listen, I'm willing to withdraw. Yeah, what's withdrawal? I'm willing to withdraw this, but I'll sit with Mr. Zwane on this issue. Because I know in a new environment, people will hate each other, whether we'll gossip about each other and everything about each other. Can you do that for us as South Africans, as a portfolio committee? Because you are making their work difficult also. But you are also behaving like someone who is not born in South Africa. I'm pleading now as a chair of this committee on behalf of this member. But also now, Mr. Zwane, to ensure these issues that are raised are going to be solved. We don't want court, because obviously, if that's going to happen, they must be lawyers again. And we said no. KK is just in charge of control. We fought so much for you to and Mrs. Miller to be with us. I think this really frustrates me, you know. And everything is stronger in a much way. Now, maybe Mr. Zwane, I finally was on this thing of statement on the essential position. Can we trust you on that?
I have been very humble from the beginning. When the minister appointed Peter Harris to do investigation center, I was an integral part of that investigation. I helped Peter Harris. And what I did, I suspended my investigation against center. I went to see Mrs. Wan on the 12th of July, 2012. I went in hand in hand. I said to him, Mr. Zwane, this was not a good center. What am I going to do about my case? Mr. Zwane fought with me from that day on. Accused me of so many things. I've been wanting to have a meaningful deliberation with Mr. Zwane. On more than two occasions, we almost came to blows with Mr. Zwane in this office. That is, all this thing is set up on a vendetta that he has against me. If he is willing to sit down with me and talk with me, I'm more than willing. I'm more than willing even to withdraw the writ. I'm saying to the Honourable Commissioner that if Mr. Zwane is willing to sit down with me and resolve this, I will do and this is what I've been asking. I've been complaining that they're talking about me, about my money. They're not talking with me or to me. I've avenged myself. I've met Mr. Zwane twice when we were doing that induction. I never met him again. All of these things, and Honourable Chairman, I waited to attack their very house. I waited till after their meeting on the 15th.
I think it's best to put it in the way that you put it. It was easy to deal with this matter. I have performed to the best to pay to reinstate them. The DG can do that. I have no vendetta with anybody. I have no personal vendetta. I will cooperate with the DG so that it moves away from us. We can deal with it.
But so you are not willing to
that? I'm willing to be that, but I want to ask you interested earlier. Because I have calculated the way the finances should be done and what. If DG says, don't pay the problem fund, leave it there, it's his call. But in terms of the law, as the accounting officer, I have to do it in that way. I've done it that way. We can sit and deal with it. Where there's a discrepancy, we can fix it in the way that you suggested. But you gave, I had you, Honorable Chair, giving it to DG, with DG, went for HR people to do this and do this. If in a personal with my HR and finance people, we've done wrong deductions, DG will tell us and there are people about those. Excuse you've been touched. But there is no vendetta against Hannibal, we are there to work. We have better than our mentioned now. There are CCMA matters which here is requested for you not to discuss. They are there at CCMA. And we have to go to CCMA, because if we are called by CCMA, we are not going. And these issues relate to the past that I don't even know who got increased when and when. And those are the issues that we deal with. In the period of 1 October up to now, I will write a report which indicates how many matters have been referred to court, how many matters have been referred to CCMA. And by ordinary way, I wrote a letter to his attorney. I said, Mr. Faith has been reinstated. He's an employee at Pensac. And should he have any problem regarding his condition of employment, there are grievous procedures and systems here that should be followed. But you can't, as an employee, be using the court to do things, because you can raise that through the process that we have. And then it can be dealt with. Unlike to see it in court. We are appearing now here in this court, in this honorable portfolio committee, to the people who just fly to court. We don't fly to court. We don't need to go to court. We have no matter. Since I have commenced to on the 15th of June last year, up to date, there is no matter that has been initiated by my administration or myself that is sitting before court. All these matters are matters that I found there. This matter, all this matter, there is no matter that came that I should instruct that they should do anything. And it is on those basis that I agreed when I presented here that we don't need legal services per se at Pensac, because there is no time for us to be sitting at court. But all legal matters that have been at Pensac related to advocate training, to the CEO of Bosch, and to about dismissal all, that's what. But during my tenure up to now, we have not created any matter that has done that. So we will take it, honorable chair, with the committee, the way you are saying it, but we will do. We've done our best to ensure that we stabilize this place. And if it is not acceptable, the way we've done it, we are doing our best in the effort.
Okay. Can you deal with that on that matter? No, I'm not going to allow you to speak now with you on this matter. You see, Mr. Zwan, you might get angry, it's fine, but at the end of the day, when you come to a position, you take even the fire that's on and then mind the other day. When you say yes, I agree, they become your baby at the end of the day. You should not remember, I don't want us to go back to the office of the IFC because it will cause mental illness. So, but if it pushes us to, then we have to do it in that way. But I think on this matter, I think we are fine because we got some of the things that we didn't get at the end of the day. So, but this matter, I don't think it's for now, we'll take it to the OIC. Because if we do, then it becomes another red issue. But unfortunately, I have to report on this issue. And I must just correct you, we as a personal committee don't need to write a letter to you. When we instructed you on the meeting that you must solve this issue to us, we don't need to write a letter to you on that one. It is there, the recording is there. The letter that was written was written as a follow-up on some of those instructions. Okay, members, I know you want to go, but are there any matters that you want to raise on another report?
I do have a matter, but I don't think you have time now.
So can we have 10 minutes
before we leave? Before we leave, this matter on that
on another report, members?
No, just, no.
Yeah.
Before we leave it, I think what CEO has said, or Mr. Swan, that this matter must be involved in teaching, I agree with that. To leave it between him and Advocate Kane, I don't think really what he's touching. The department must be involved in this thing, you know, because as he has said, they are going to court, because that is right to court by Advocate Kane. But Advocate Kane will say, I am forced to go to court by Zephyr. That is what he's going to say. So what I'm saying is I think we must involve the department as well. Not the two of them, otherwise they will never solve it.
I think the matter to raise on the other point. Yes, or
no, I want to the question.
Okay.
Sorry. I want to
suggest or propose that the questions that we have can't be emailed that to the DG and then or to the CEO and then request him, please sir, to answer those questions for us. Just your email address, please. Thank you.
I have noted that one of But I think one of the members, as much as I know with one of the members, what we need is for the problem that we are doing the questions for. I will just make my comments on another point, because I think if I don't, I will raise the questions. But I was, on the other like I note, I must say, the work has been done in the council. You see, I see your slide on Mr. Zwane, and you're saying that you need our support to be funded. Yes, we will do that, but we must convince us, you know, how why it should be funded. But I think from the work, a lot of work has been done. I've been calling you and praising you, but it doesn't mean that when I praise you, I must also not hit you. So that's the answer. But I think what the AG raises, I want to just raise quickly this issue for you on the portfolio committee. The AG is very clear that the financial statements are not prepared according to the prescribed framework. Then that becomes a concern for me. Say if you are not preparing a financial, because I believe the person that has been appointed must have this skill. Like the goods and services for over 200,000 that were not those were not controlled in tender process, and the PMSA is very clear about it. But I must rather say that you pay people on the public services who don't have valid tax certificates. And then it will be not criminal. It's a crime on its own. And then your peace team is not consulted. And you had a legal fund appointed to function in the process. And I think if that was done, then this thing must come out. On the issue that you are raising, I think I must be very clear here to say that yes, that's why we raised our eyes also when we spoke about the issue of permanent appointments. I know it's not long that you've been coming to Parliament, but something you said, let's give you time. Yes, we appointed the people that we see, you appointed as those that you brought yourself, you brought as contrast, now they are permanent. Yes, there's nothing wrong labor wise, but I believe gives a competitive advantage, which is unfair. I mean, your head of legal and your CFO. I mean, I know you say others will apply, but I think that is very unfair. In other places, you have said it's not the best. On the issue of what that has been done, what has been executed, I personally am happy on the work that has been done so far. And if the work like this can show me, who will support you to get more funding for customs to execute the duties? Because I must say, even this is some of the first report that we get that from customs since we came in, that is, that gives us the real issues. We must congratulate you and say, really, a lot of work has been done, and we are really happy about it as a portfolio committee. And, but I think you can do more. I mean, from the OSCE report that has improved, really improved, we are happy. I must say, members, I've tried to speak to some of those, all those who have been writing us letters. I must say, some of them are really happy from the change that's happening since we came in and the conversation that we're doing in provinces. LLUs raised issues, but now they are not so long time because we're consulting them, you know, and I must have one of the if something good is done, we must really change it. On performance-wise, on anything, I'm happy about it. But I think there are certain issues that we will really question about and comment on more than anything. And that's why I'm saying this issue, if not so, includes everything that is good that we have done. A lot has been done. And on the note with Alexander Scholarship, but I think what I would propose you to do is to also to partner even with other possible language to say that how you broaden it as well. But I must say, even the relations that we've made, the point that why has been done, honorable members? I don't want to lie, I've witnessed some of it, the conference, a lot has been done, but yeah, but we have to deal with it. No more, honorable members. sounds very honest of you. More.
Thank you, Chair. Two short questions. On slide 20, the staff complement and demographics. So that is not representative of our nation. There are 102 Africans, one white, no Asian, no colored permanent staff. I'm just posing that. What are you going to do to make it representative? And then the second short question, sir, on the funding challenge on slide, whatever. The funding, current funding challenge. Yes. It's only the compensation of employees and NLU traders. Is it really 59% of the budget of PAMSA? Do I understand correctly? Thank you.
Just want to take on the previous proposal of Honorable Pandikazi that we write the questions and things to the department and getting a response before the house closed so that we can do the follow-up on that question. But because I'm thinking, Chairperson, I must wait for the other meeting. Thank you.
Do you want to answer that one?
Email address, I think that's the first thing we have to do, is zwane@pensa.org. Oh, has that. The appointment, yes, we accept honorable member that our method of recruiting has not attracted other people because we just use the blanket advertisement and doing ones to get one white. It was a special effort in my office to try and expand and see. We will try to address it. I think we will get, by the next time we come here, a certain appointment that we are going to do will reflect to a certain extent the demographics that we have. But people on languages, moreover, you find a difficulty in certain areas because the bulk of our employees are in Pretoria. The others are in provinces, but very few. So you find that the applicants coming from other interest groups that have been indicated are not coming to the fore on languages. And also, PEMSAC has not been there for people to know. Other people discovered upon application that PEMSAC means. But in the process that we have undertaken of putting it out there to the people start to see it and appreciate. I think it will also reflect on the applications, also the applications that we have received. They are reflecting that people who have interest in languages cover the demographics that we have. The funding challenges remain. I know the portfolio committee indicated that we should be allocated 20 or 28 million a year or two or four. We have not received that. And the allocation that we've managed to work on is the allocation that comes from the previous year. I think I was present in the Honorable House representing the National Heritage Council when the portfolio committee indicated that for PENFAP we will only allocate for salaries and for logistics like rentals and what, because so much money was taken to court and that thing. So out of that was the 69 million allocated in the previous year. So in this kind of furniture, the allocation was only improved on the basis of that, which did not take care of programs and all other things. So, and because of the vacancy in the employment, that is why as we reach the beginning of the financial year that we are on, we have to fill these vacancies, which took us up to that 59, which indicates that has to be balanced by a further allocation that can put us to balance properly. So this is on the basis of what we have and what we need of our ability, should we refute them? I think that the coordination that we do a concerted effort to answer. We are also preparing a submission which we request the Honourable Portfolio Committee to support us all on the funding, as you've indicated, but we will send you the submission of why do we need or deserve that extra funding if we can get the support so that we can be able to carry out on programs that we have already commenced with, and they've excited people out in the provinces, and if we don't carry them out, we might keep their enthusiasm.
Let us tell you, we have the question by Friday, if it's not by Wednesday, we must have answered, because we have to submit your questions. We have a lot of questions. Members, I think we are done, but we just have to, I think members, the names of the library, Council for Library Commission, I will get with the names that have been discussed in advance.
Yes, can I say something?
Yes.
Jefferson, now I see there's one person now on the extra list. That's a name, Ilza Asman. I must say that she's a very, very competent person, because I can say this, after a lot of years, she was in charge of the the archive, the archives of the radio division of the SABC. And later on she became the chief of all the archives of the SABC, including the record library and everything. So all I want to say is that person is a very, very, very competent person with well developed leadership. So keep her in mind for the future.
So are you accepting the list?
Yeah, but I just want to say something about this.
Why do you talk about her or just something?
Because I know her.
No, but I'm so surprised why you don't want to. So let us, we are doing this.
The reserve.
No. It's fine. If you would, I can see it.
It's the acknowledgement that your honourable member are saying that she's a very good person. It's just that also the other people that have been nominated are also very good in what they're doing.
Yeah.
So she's in the reserve list in case someone resigns, and then we can consider the question.
Yeah.
So can
we
say that to consider as
man? It's going to depend on the skills that is required at that point in time.
Okay.
For the replacement.
So we are three members. Okay, thank you. What am I saying? I'm not
going to know. Hey, you're going to be here. If you keep on fighting,
we have a court. No, that's what I'm saying. Thank you, members. I know I took your time. You've got 20 minutes for lunch. The president is answering. By the way, it was the last court portfolio committee for the year, except the response that you must see from handout. And you will see next week. If I don't see next year, what? And then the A is going to be all of you must answer. Thank you for what?